Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some freezing fog possible early on today, staying partly sunny with our high nearing 46. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 27. More sunshine on Saturday with a high of 48 and mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with a low around 27. Warming up on Sunday, some sunshine with a high of 51 and mostly cloudy with a low around 35 Sunday night and rain on Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's a question for you while you're on the road this morning. How many of you have had some road rage as you head to work? And how well do you think that drivers in the state of Kansas compare to other states in the nation? As according to the latest report from the World Population Review, they say that Kansas has the ninth best drivers in the entire country. KAK News reports that according to the study, they evaluate three different metrics to determine the state's worst and best drivers, including the number of insured drivers within the state, the number of DUI arrests per every 1,000 drivers, and the number of fatalities per 100,000 miles driven. And according to the report, drivers in Kansas are 93% insured, have a 2.12 DUI arrest per 1,000 drivers, and fatalities are sitting at 1.26 per 100,000 miles driven. The top 10 lists include Massachusetts at number 1, Utah, Nebraska at number 3, Vermont, Maine, New York, Connecticut, Ohio, Kansas, and New Hampshire. The state with the worst drivers in the country was Mississippi at number 1. John, back to you on KQAM.
Shopping small and local this holiday season feels good, so pass along these good tidings with gift boxes from Yoder Meats. Our gift boxes are filled with locally sourced meats, steaks, snacks, and cheeses. What a wonderful way to show love and appreciation to family, friends, clients, and employees. Call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location to discuss options for standard or custom designed boxes perfect for your needs. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. This holiday season, give the taste of old-fashioned flavor from Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With KAK First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in KAK land.
Trust Jay Prater and KAK First Alert, your weather authority. KAK News, on your side.
The cold weather snap from last week continues to show its ugly face with bursting pipes all over the state of Kansas, the latest coming from Tabor College in Hillsboro. As KAK News reports that according to the university, the men's dormitories had massive water damage due to bursting pipes from over the weekend. According to the Tabor College communication specialist, they say many of the dorm rooms will require repairs to doors, walls, furniture, and carpet. And for the time being, students will be relocated to empty rooms in the Nebraska Hall while the repairs are being done. Also, the university says if you would like to donate to the school to help the cleanup and repair efforts, you can go to the website at tabor.edu/give. In other news, Washburn University is still looking for the next president of the school. As WIBW reports that according to the school's Board of Regents, they say they hope to make a decision in the next couple of days by the end of the year, but no further information has been released so far. They say the board did issue a notice of a special meeting that was held back on Monday this week with only one item on the agenda. The 29-member search committee said they would like to find a replacement by January.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Grand Island Casino Resort at Fauner Park has officially opened for business after the ceremonial ribbon cutting on Tuesday and individuals coming in to check out the slots. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, the renovation includes 300 slot machines that were installed in less than 90 days of the construction. As officials with the casino say, they're pretty excited to be part of the community.
We love the community. We're Midwestern folks, and the folks here in Grand Island, you know, really stood out to us as our kind of people, and we thought that we could make a difference for the community. We've done, you know, we're involved in our communities as we operate in.
That was Dan Keel, the CEO of the Elite Casino Resorts on KSNB Local Channel 4. They say the temporary casino right now is only the beginning of what is yet to come with bigger projects in mind. They also say that 20% of their revenues go directly into original property tax relief funds, giving tax relief to the community. Mid-America Network News.
If you take a little bit of a longer view, incremental or step by step, you can get a lot done. And if we think about it, we all have, I think it's 168 hours in a week. And how much of that do we actually use to achieve our goals, whatever they are, personal, financial, health goals? And some things really do just take an hour a week, but you can make a big amount of progress on a project for an hour or two a week on a regular basis.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. TC Energy advised Thursday afternoon that they have completed repairs and testing to the Cushing section of the Keystone Pipeline to support a safe return to service and have initiated a controlled restart of the segment. Cleanup of the nearly 14,000 barrels of oil spilled in Washington County earlier this month continues. The investigation as to the cause has not been determined. A contentious debate between adjacent landowners and the Marysville City Council went on for 2.5 hours at Tuesday night's meeting after council proposed condemnation of shoreline property at the Country Club Lake that would allow continued public access for fishing. Chris and Deb Schrader challenged the council that the city had not adequately maintained the shoreline until they had purchased adjacent property and cleaned the site. They had met with Parks and Recreation Committee twice previously in efforts to come to an agreement that would allow access for public fishing. A back-and-forth confrontation included accusation by the Schraders that the city had not met conditions requested, thus forcing them to withdraw the proposal. The mayor and several committee members took issue, noting that the properties involved were on a public lake with maintenance and fish stocking funded by the city. It appeared that litter left behind and who would determine individual access were the primary issues, and the city held that the lake had been public access for over 50 years. Valerie and Steve Prell also spoke along the same lines and went back and forth with council members as to specifics of previous meetings and conversations, asking in conclusion that the council not move forward with property condemnation. A unanimous motion was passed later that the matter be tabled until additional information, including conversation with the individual in charge of the state program that provides funding for the lake, is available to respond. Elizabeth Kish will be our guest on the public affairs program this weekend. She's with Kansas State University, and we'll talk about breaking down and achieving goals going into the new year.
For example, I'm a big reader, and I feel like sometimes I don't read as much as I would like to. And so I read somewhere that if you just develop a habit of reading like 7 minutes a day, over time, you're going to finish books. And you might then extend it if you have more time. But just that 7 minutes a day can really make a big difference. It's same with fitness goals. We usually talk about 15 to 20 minutes as a sort of minimum entry point. And if that was all you did was walk 20 minutes a day at a pretty brisk pace, I think you would be, heart health-wise, in pretty good shape.
Kenneth E. Kenny Shane, age 81, of Washington, passed away December 27th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Shane.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center warehouses are packed and they need to move inventory out. Queen size mattresses from Sealy, Ashley Sleep, Tempur-Pedic, and Purple Mattress starting at $199. One of the most popular sectionals with built-in recliner cup holders and storage. Choice of two colors, just $11.99. As always, free shipping within 100 miles on all purchases over $299. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions still staying drier over the weekend before a chance for some rain showers moves in on Monday. Some sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. A bit warmer on Saturday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And staying cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Partly sunny skies on Sunday with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. And still cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Some rain showers will move in on Monday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Southeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. And a slight chance for some rain and snow showers over Monday night with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Southwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Clearing up on Tuesday, partly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s, and mostly cloudy Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late December 40, record high on this date 69. The average low 20 and the record low minus 9. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:13. Fog limiting visibility to a quarter and a half mile this morning. It's 27 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 30th of December. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
The Cowboys pour salt on the Titans' wounds, and bowl season continues. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. An interconference tilt to open week 17 of the NFL. The Cowboys tangling with the Titans in Nashville, but the Dallas offense was hitting on all cylinders.
It's a play fake, a boot to the left, wide open. Dalton Schultz on the left side walks into the end zone.
KRLD with the call, one of two Dalton Schultz scoring receptions. The Cowboys take care of Tennessee 27-13. Bowl season continues. The Cheez-It Bowl.
32 for Fitzgerald to give the Noles the lead with 59 seconds to go. Snap, spot, end over end. Kick is up. It's good.
Ryan Fitzgerald hit the go-ahead field goal with under a minute left. FSU quarterback Jordan Travis threw for 418 yards and two TDs, leading the Seminoles to their first bowl win since 2017, 35-32 over Oklahoma. In the Alamo Bowl between Washington and Texas, Michael Penix Jr. threw for 287 yards, pushing Washington over Texas 27-20. To the NBA, Ja Morant had a career night in Toronto.
Morant double-teamed across the timeline, gives for Bane. Minute 13 remaining in the third. Bane straightaway three off an in-and-out dribble. Ring it up, put three on the board, the third of the night for Desmond Bane.
WMFS on the call. Morant dished out a career-high 17 assists to go along with 19 points. The Grizzlies take down the Raptors 119-106. In Boston, the Celtics look to avenge a 20-point loss to the Clippers earlier this season.
Jaylen Brown ball fake, drive past Reggie Jackson, and Paul George flushes hard.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Brown and Tatum each had 29 points. Boston with a 116-110 win. Around the association, Luka Doncic logged yet another triple-double to lead the Mavs to a 129-114 decision over the Rockets. To the ice of the NHL.
2-1-0, Giroud, DeBrincat, DeBrincat scores!
TSN 1200 with the call. Alex DeBrincat scores the winner to give the Senators a 4-3 win over the Capitals. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Wildcat fans, Dollar Day is back at Bramlett's this season. All general admission tickets and select concessions are only $1 when your K-State women's basketball team hosts West Virginia on Saturday, January 7th in Bramlett Coliseum. Order your $1 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new buckets.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you.
We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, time for the Steckline Report.
Considering the year that we've had, I'm wondering if there's a major change in where beef production is centered. Well, I don't think that's going to change too awful much. I've got some interesting figures that I thought was interesting. I think you will too. And that is, where's our beef cow inventory at by state? It's kind of interesting because, quite honestly, some of these states who have had major drought are going to be way down in their numbers. But the total beef cow inventory in January, that's a year ago, kind of looked like this. And I'll bet you'll be surprised at some of the states that have big numbers and some that have small numbers. California, for example, 680,000 head. Colorado, 628,000. Florida, which I thought was the number one place for cows and calves, is 895,000. That's a lot of cows, a lot of calves. But I got to tell you, when you compare it to Kansas, 1,422,000. That's unbelievable, isn't it? I didn't know we were that strong. We're number one. Coming up is Kentucky, 966,000, which is kind of a surprise. Iowa, 925,000. But that's still 600,000 less than Kansas. So that's why it's so important to watch these cattle numbers and cow numbers. And we've had big cow slaughters up till right today. It is starting to slow down. No doubt about that. It'll be interesting to see it stop and start building back up. That'll be the sign that you've got 1 year to get your house in order, because we're going to be on the way back down on prices. Hey, see you on the next Steckline Report.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
In the state of Kansas alone, there are over 30,000 farms that are not using rollover protective structures on their farming equipment. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Tawny Larson, K-State Project Coordinator with the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering, gives insight on a possible rollover protective structure rebate program for Kansas.
We're working with some other states in the area, and our goal is to get funding from the legislators in our state and fund a rebate program to help people that utilize tractors that do not have a ROPS, which is a roll bar protective structure. Basically, it creates a box around where the driver is sitting so that if that tractor is to tip or roll over, that the person sitting there is protected. We're trying to reduce the number of deaths and injuries within agriculture. So as much as we can do to protect the people that grow our food, and they're parts of our small communities, the farmers and ranchers are really the lifeblood of Kansas. And this rebate program would be able to bring down the price of a roll bar structure from about $1,200 to $500.
Larson describes the financial importance of having a ROPS device.
We've had some research done, and basically the cost to a farm family if there's a result in a fatality from an overturn is over $775,000. And that doesn't include, of course, the loss of life and the emotional issues that go along with losing someone that is the lead producer a lot of times. So for a cost of like $500, you can call it insurance if you want, but it really is an important piece of equipment that would be on that tractor for the rest of the time that the tractor is being used. It's not something you have to replace unless you have a rollover and then it does need to be replaced, but it would be something that could really make a difference someday.
She goes on to explain the process of obtaining a ROPS device and where people can find more information.
The main idea is that it will be very simple for the farmer. There's an online sign up or they can call in, they get on a waiting list, and then we will help them through our database and our resources to pick the proper ROPS device. And then all they need to do, they get approval, they go out and they have it installed, send us back the information, and we are able to write them a check and get that back out to them so that they're not out $1,200. They're out possibly $500 or less if we can get it down. There is a lot of information available on rollovers, and it is located on the National Program website. It is ROPS4U.org, and the 4 is the number 4, and the U is the letter U. And we do have other information available. They could email or contact me at tawny@ksu.edu.
That's K-State Project Coordinator with the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering, Tawny Larson, with insight on a possible rollover protective structure rebate program in Kansas. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special cow sale in conjunction with the regular cattle auction this Friday, December the 30th, starts selling at 11 a.m. We'll have 46 choice black and black balance for first calf heifers, red to low birth weight bulls for February to April calving. There'll be 100 home raised black and red Angus cows, 4 to 6 years old with Angus and semi Angus sires, September to November calves by side. Cows will be exposed back since November 21. There'll be 30 reputation Hereford cows, 3 to 6 years old, bred to Hereford bulls for late January, February calving. We'll have 2 estate dispersals consisting of 175 black white face and 60 red Angus cows, 3 years to short and solid. They'll start calving February 10th through April. Be 45 Angus cows, 7 to 8 years old, bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for February, March calves. We'll have more bred cows and cow-calf pairs by sale time. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Friday, December 30th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
While we are blowing noisemakers and sipping champagne, how will the rest of the world welcome in the new year? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 30th. It is the 364th day of the year, and Monkees member Davy Jones and Mike Naismith were both born on this day. In America, New Year festivities over the weekend will include a glass of champagne, a midnight countdown, and maybe a few fireworks. You might be surprised by traditions in some other countries. In a small village in Peru, men engage in voluntary fist fights. The idea is to end unfinished business and start the new year fresh. The Irish have been known to bang bread loaves against the wall to rid the coming year of evil spirits. The Swiss believe tossing ice cream on the floor will usher in a year of abundance. And in the Philippines, wearing polka dot clothing is a custom. In fact, all things round are celebrated as a symbol of the cyclical nature of life. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Fog limiting visibility to a half mile or less. Some areas this morning, it's 27 degrees. Highs near 50 on tap for your Friday with light winds.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is a big weekend for the Kansas City Chiefs as their next-to-last game of the regular season as they remain at home at Arrowhead Stadium taking on the Denver Broncos for a noon kickoff on New Year's Day. The Chiefs are coming off their big victory against the Seattle Seahawks last weekend at 24-10 on Christmas Eve and still remain at the top of the AFC West at 12-3 for their overall season. The Broncos are at the bottom of the AFC West at 4-11 as the Broncos are trying to regain some motivation of the announcement earlier this week from first-year head coach for the Broncos, Nathaniel Hackett, being fired by the organization. The Denver Broncos are coming off a devastating loss against the Los Angeles Rams last week, 51-14, where Russell Wilson threw three interceptions and was sacked six times in the game. After this matchup, the Kansas City Chiefs go on to the road for the final game of the season to take on the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday, January 8th, before playoff season begins. The Raiders have also been struggling, sitting at number three in the AFC West at 6-9 for the overall season.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
It's the final bowl game for Kansas sports as the number 11 Kansas State Wildcats are headed to the Sugar Bowl to take on the number 5 Alabama Crimson Tide. The Wildcats are going into the matchup sitting number 2 in the Big 12 Conference just behind TCU, but did beat TCU for the Big 12 Championship. Their overall record finished at 10-3 for the season. Alabama's going into the matchup at 10-2 for the overall record and number 1 in the SEC West. Kickoff for the game is on Saturday, New Year's Eve at 11 a.m. College hoops also in action this weekend again as well after a week off, with Kansas State sitting at home taking on number 24, West Virginia. That tip-off is at 6 p.m. after they came out victorious over Radford last weekend, 73-65. In Jayhawk basketball, the Jayhawks are at home against the Oklahoma State Cowboys with Saturday tip-off at 1 p.m. Kansas is still sitting number 4 in the national AP polls after their latest victory against Harvard last weekend, 68-54. The Jayhawks are number 2 in the Big 12 Conference, with Kansas State sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference, both at 11-1.
Thursday night basketball action in girls play. Dillard Odell took Tri-County 58-47. Tri-County boys held the nightcap 59-23 over Dillard Odell.
How about those Wildcats? A third Big 12 championship.
Kansas State.
I don't think he made it.
Alabama.
He did not. K-State stops Kid Ray Miller at the one.
It's the Sugar Bowl, live from Caesar Superdome in New Orleans. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. New Year's Eve.
It's good! The Wildcats are champions of the Big 12!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
K-State fans, don't miss this year's Men's Basketball Big 12 Conference opener as your Cats host West Virginia at 6 p.m. Saturday, December 31st in Bramlage. Be sure to arrive early for Lego Night and watch as Lego Master Builders create a life-size Wildcat-themed display on the concourse. Kids can interact with Lego activities pregame and enter to win prizes throughout the game. Tickets start at just $20, so order yours now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
KNDY.
Normally this time of night, you wouldn't find me here. I'd be reaching for a good night kiss instead of one more beer. I never take a second look and the blonde across the bar, much less invite her over and let things go this far. But anything goes when everything. A damn whether I do right or wrong, so bring it on. Anything goes when everything's gone. Another morning after a crazy night before, I'm searching for my blue jeans on stranger's bedroom floor. Shouldn't I feel guilty? Well, I don't feel a thing. I'd wake her up and say goodbye, but I can't recall her name. Anything goes when everything's gone. You ain't around to give a damn whether I. Everything's gone.